T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line, Mo Kennedy, Executive Director of the National Association of School Resource Officers, with us now to talk about moving forward. Obviously, Mo, school safety in the spotlight now across the U.S., including here where we are in Western New York. I'm wondering, you know, on a day like today, you've spent time in schools, you know, school resource officers as much as anybody. What are children asking of school resource officers? What's the conversation like between that person in a school and the students?
Well, thank you for having me this morning. I think that, you know, it's a conversation that I've been familiar with for well over two decades. And I can say that just from a standpoint of having been an SRO as the Columbine massacre occurred. And, you know, those conversations changed. So, you know, one of the things that we train school resource officers to do is to make sure that they're building relationships with students for a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons is that the recovery that's now happening in every school in America, where there are SROs who have laid that groundwork and built those relationships, it gives them the opportunity to engage with students on those questions and their concerns. Even students asking the SRO, hey, what would you do if this happened? You know, you're here on our campus. If we had a situation like this, if we had an armed assailant, what would you do? Now, while the SRO may not go into all the tactical details, it gives them an opportunity to reassure the children in the school that he or she is there to, in fact, protect them and do everything within their power to stop these kinds of situations.
What does it take to be a school resource officer? They're often retired police officers, but are they always law enforcers?
Well, they're not often retired law enforcement officers. I think that's a misnomer and an understandable one. These are, you know, the role of an SRO, there's actually a definition. And to be an SRO, you have to be a sworn certified law enforcement officer, typically active. You know, I took on that assignment myself right in the middle of my law enforcement career. So it's an assignment that officers are interviewed and brought into. It takes a careful selection and specific training to be an SRO, and that's part of where NASRO comes in. We provide that high-level specific training for the officer that is now going to work in a school environment. That's going to become their beat. The retired piece of this came into play after the Sandy Hook massacre, where some agencies, due to shortages of officers, chose to bring back newly retired officers, to bring them back maybe in a role of a part-time officer, but still have sworn authority, and train them to work in schools. So that's where that conversation comes in.
Well, now there's huge demand for these officers. Do we possibly have enough to meet the need?
You know, that question is more difficult at this moment than maybe ever before, because if you see what law enforcement has kind of been through the last 2 years, we're struggling to get good recruits. We're struggling to retain veteran officers who have decided they've had enough. So yeah, there's a shortage there. And you know, when you talk about an SRO role, because it's the most unique assignment in law enforcement, it requires a very unique officer. And so that funnel narrows even more now in the situation that we're in. So that's a great concern.
Looking at this situation this week, we don't know all of the details, but we do know that there were officers in the school. We do know that there were some police outside the school and still unable to stop this from happening. We saw something kind of similar in Parkland, looking at what we learned after the fact about that school resource officer. It does lead to question if having that officer in school is really the answer, is enough to help mitigate any effect if this were to happen, to help stop it from happening in the first place.
Well, I would say we turn and ask people in St. Mary's County, Maryland, did it matter when the SRO stopped the active shooter there? Did it matter in Dixon, Illinois, when the SRO stopped the active shooter there? Did it matter just a few weeks ago in Olathe, Kansas, when an SRO stopped a gunman and took rounds himself? So it does matter. Tuesday's situation, while there may be some similarities to the Parkland shooting, I think there are also a lot of differences. From everything I'm understanding from my sources there, there was not an SRO assigned specifically to that campus. This appears to be a setup where an SRO has to deal with multiple school buildings. And what appears to have happened is that the SRO responded from one of those other school buildings. That's very different than the SRO being assigned and on that particular campus. That is their beat. That's their campus. When they're there, as was the case in St. Mary's County, Maryland, as one of the examples I just used, they have a much better chance of stopping this. Why it took so long, I don't know the answer to those questions in terms of responding law enforcement getting in. The only thing I could surmise, and this is just a guessing game at the moment, is that the suspect had barricaded himself in a room, and that became the situation. That's the only thing that I can surmise at the moment.
Yesterday, New York Governor Kathy Hochul called on New York State Police to visit every school daily in this state through the end of the year. This is very different than having an SRO in a building. But can this, allay some fears just by having that daily visit, or is it just not that worthwhile?
I wouldn't say it's not worthwhile. Any law enforcement presence, I think, should be welcome, because there is a deterrent factor there. The problem lies in a situation where, and I've dealt with these before, unfortunately, where you're talking about an individual who is in an active killing mode, and their mentality is to kill people, whoever it is. When you have someone that has reached that level, that is one of the most difficult things to stop, period. Even with law enforcement presence. But my goodness, without some law enforcement presence, how much worse could those situations be? Not that they're not horrific now in what we're dealing with, but how much worse can the carnage be if there is no law enforcement presence? It is a different strategy, certainly, than having that officer assigned to that school that becomes part of that team. Becomes part of that campus, becomes ingrained there, and has the mindset of, I'm going to do everything within my power to protect the people in this building.
Mo, appreciate the time this morning. And as always, Executive Director of the National Association of School Resource Officers, Mo Kennedy, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.